Had God forgotten me? I had searched everywhere. Twice I had driven from the office to the fabrication yard, seeking the essential parts needed to complete a crane we were shipping to a military installation. It was scheduled to ship in 2 days, just in time to meet our contracted deadline. My company would face serious penalties if we did not meet our commitment. I entered the office storeroom and once again looked for the missing parts. I inspected every box and reconfirmed that the parts had indeed been ordered. It was too late to reorder the parts and still meet the deadline. I was discouraged. I headed home, still trying to figure out how to resolve the problem. I said a quick and empty-hearted prayer before bed and tried to get some sleep. In my mind, I retraced the steps I took earlier that day, hoping I would remember something I missed. I tossed and turned until 3 a.m. Finally, I sat up. I looked down at the pillow I placed on the floor to remind myself to pray. I didn't feel like praying. I had prayed all day, but felt that nothing I said was making any difference. Had God forgotten me? Having nowhere else to go, I slid to my knees and began to pray. I asked Heavenly Father if He was aware of my situation. "Heavenly Father," I pleaded, "Thou knowest where the missing parts are. Couldst Thou let me know, too, today?" Later that morning, I walked to my office. I set my briefcase on my desk and felt that I should check the storeroom one last time. I entered the storeroom and looked over the boxes I had checked and rechecked the day before. A large box caught my eye. Something didn't look right. A closer look revealed that it wasn't one box, but two boxes nested together. I lifted the top box from the one below. In the bottom box, I found the parts. I said a prayer of gratitude and returned to my office to notify the fabricators that the missing parts had been found. Suddenly, I realized that I had not just found the parts, but I had also discovered that Heavenly Father knew where I was and that I was important to Him. God had not forgotten me, and He never will. Edwin F. Smith, Utah, USA. End of the article, Had God Forgotten Me, by Edwin W. Smith. Read by David Shaw.